96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we are pleased to have with us Emporia Public Schools Board President Arcatiras, and I guess we can also say Kansas Association of School Boards President-elect Arcatiras joining us here this morning.
Art, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Art.
Good morning. Great to talk to you both.
Hey, glad to have you on with us here today. What was it like here a couple of weeks back when you got the word that you were going to be, I guess the way it sounds, President-elect here for KASB?
I guess I would say I'm humbled. I've had the opportunity to work closely with board members, administrators, staff across the state regarding public education, and it's just been a wonderful experience, lots of new friends. So, again, I'm really humbled for the opportunity.
Art, when did you get involved specifically with the Kansas Association of School Boards? Obviously, as a board member, that organization works closely with school boards and districts all over the state, but how did you get involved specifically with their board?
Well, you know, we have an important connection with several of the staff there, so I felt real comfortable, and I really encourage board members to engage with any organization that supports public education. So that was one of my first steps. I was introduced through a new board member training, and the last 3 years I served as a member of the board of directors for the Kansas Association of School Boards. So really a great opportunity to understand the organization and also help lead from the board position.
Art, I wanted to ask you here, first off, when your term as president-elect and then board KASB board president officially kicks in, and then I also wanted to loop back after that and touch base with you on really what the association with KASB has helped to provide you and by extension the Emporia board.
Oh, sure. So I was just elected in November. I will be the, we had some various terms, but president-elect designee, and I'll serve in that role for 2 months, and then I'll be the president-elect next year for 2022, and then president in 2023, and then past president the year after.
Okay.
And then, if you know, kind of looking about how we've collaborated with KASB to impact Emporia Public Schools, there's a number of trainings that they offer that we really take advantage of, and it's a membership. Services are available through our membership, but we do all kinds of training. We also just, for example, we just have started our strategic planning, and we're working through that process, and they had staff that's experienced that come in and they facilitate that process and bring us sort of an outside look and perspective to that process. And as you know, we use KASB, their services, to find new superintendents. I think our intent is to also use them for a search for a new athletic director as well.
So what will your duties, what do the duties entail, I should say, Art, as a board member with the KASB? What exactly are you involved in policies of that organization? How does that work?
Yeah, we have a board, and so I really see my role as facilitating like our meetings that we're going to have, but also setting the direction for legislative agendas and stuff like that. We'll also be evaluating the executive director, and we're real excited about our new executive director, Brian Jordan, stepping into that role, another connection to Emporia.
Yeah.
Yep.
But we'll also be advocating in January in Washington for public education. So we go up and really want to share our story of public education in Kansas and get support from our elected officials and really kind of get known on the national level and push for things that are challenges and opportunities for public education across the country.
Yeah, we had Executive Director Brian Jordan on with us live just yesterday morning here, and he is certainly hitting the ground running there. Of course, replaced John Heim as Executive Director, and of course, John was a former superintendent here, USD 253, and Brian was Assistant Superintendent before he took the job in Topeka with the Kansas Association of School Boards. Again, talking with Art Gutierrez, who is current president of the Emporia Board of Education, USD 253, and if we could, Let's turn things a little local here, Arts, and look back on this past year. How challenging has this year been for USD 253?
You know, it's been one of the toughest years on the board, and I think across the state a lot of board members would echo that. Obviously, the pandemic's created a lot of vision in our community, and trying to do what's best for kids and having a little bit of a difference of opinion on what that looks like has been really a challenge for, again, all board members.
How difficult has it been maybe navigating the board maybe through some of the other COVID-related, really the nuts and bolts of schoolwork aside from the policy side of things? And the things that come to my mind are the social-emotional learning side of things and learning loss. Those are the two that I think maybe people should be spending a lot more time talking about as opposed to masking or social distancing.
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing that we learned from the initial time when the governor kind of called school and moved it to remote, what we learned is that we need to do everything we can to keep our students in class physically, whatever that looks like, and it's to you know, mitigate that learning loss that we did see and that we are seeing, and that's been a real challenge. I think communication is key, making sure that we're communicating as much as possible as a board and with the community to let them know that that's what our intent is. We feel that students learn best when they're in the classroom, and so that's our goal, is to keep them in class as much as possible and as safely as possible.
So, Art, have you been happy with the mitigation strategies that have been enforced and how things are moving along now here as we enter the Christmas break?
Yeah, I have. I've been extremely happy with that. I've seen a lot of districts. KSB just had our annual convention in November, and I was able to visit with board members across the state. And, you know, there's no right or wrong way to handle the pandemic in your district. I think that's up to that district to decide what's best for it, and that's part of the whole issue of local control. And I really have been happy. I know that there's a lot of districts that were going remote at this point in time because of the number of active cases of clusters in their schools, and I'm happy to say that we haven't had that here, and so I think our mitigation strategies are working, and again, the end goal is to keep students in the classroom.
All right, before we let you go here, what was it that prompted you to, I guess, maybe get yourself positioned to be on the Emporia Board of Education several years ago, and how has your thought process about education maybe changed since you've been on the board?
Well, I was looking for an opportunity to get involved. You know, I think we all should be looking for ways to better our community, and this was an opportunity, and I had some encouragement from a previous board member, and I took him up on that, and Emporia State University, where I work, has really encouraged our involvement and getting involved, so I felt supported in moving into this. I've always been passionate about education, whether it's public education or whether it's secondary or in college, and so it was a natural fit for what I wanted to do, and so here we are 6 years later.
Well, 6 years later, indeed, and I'm sure you have learned a lot here in the past 6 years. We appreciate all you do. I just need to ask you one more thing, Art. Has there ever been a time where you have received as many emails as you probably have from the citizens of Emporia than this past year?
No, but, you know, I think that's a great thing, and I do want to say that I read all of those emails. Sometimes it's a little overwhelming to try to respond, but I do really take that input to heart. And, you know, in the past, being at a board meeting, sometimes there's not very many people there. And so as challenging as it's been, I think the involvement of parents in the meetings is actually a good thing, because I want people to understand where the board's coming from. We do want input, and that should be a collaborative process. So, again, while it's been a challenge, I think it's actually a really good thing.
Well, Art, thanks for all you do.
Thanks, Art.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Have a good day. All right, that is Art Gutierrez, who is the current USD 253 School Board President. And he's going to be, soon to be, president-elect of the Kansas Association of School Boards.
Yep, he's the designee for the next couple of weeks. Then he becomes president-elect next year, actually serving as the KSB School Board's president in 2023, and then becomes past president in 2024. Don't forget, we've got a special ESU Buzz tomorrow, 8:20 here on KVUE, and then we'll follow that with our Newsmaker 2 at 8:40 with Everett Weems talking about the Live Nativity, which is now one of the holiday traditions through the Church of the Nazarene. That'll be in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow.
Yeah, the Buzz moved from last Thursday, which, of course, was Thanksgiving. Well, we're moving it to this coming Thursday. KVOE Live and Local, 8:58, sunshine, 42 degrees. Good morning.
Fall doesn't have to be just a seasonal change. It can also signify a change for you. Get a new fall look from Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage.